Brings us to subset B. This is consideration for second reading of ordinance 2019-04. This is title 32. Mr. Ainsley, put on your lawyer hat, please.
This one has had a significant amount of discussion. Just want to ensure that everyone understands that the definition of kennel has been further refined to simply really hone in that it only applies for commercial businesses, not at home. The cruelty to animals has been expanded. This has been a significant portion of the reason. Cruelty of animals allows a determination to be made that if there's not sufficient space or veterinary care or other concerns like that that are able to be provided for animals, that can be a cause of concern, or that could be a ticketed offense. That really has been the issue when there's been very small apartments that maybe there's 6, 7, 8 cats that are kind of living at. This is an enforcement mechanism for that. In addition, what it does state is if you have more than 6 animals, you can apply for an excess animal permit. That is an annual fee of $10. That would be through the animal control office. So the animal control officer would be able to visit the location to ensure that they are actually appropriately maintained and that they can actually meet all the conditions that are required for that sort of ownership, that it's not a 400-square-foot apartment, for example, with 10 dogs or 10 cats at that location. In addition, it does allow for the neighbors of that area to be able to provide input as well. That would be a process that would be provided or managed by the city, not by the actual applicant. And I just want to make sure everyone understands that as well. And then lastly, references to a public safety committee have been clarified to include the city manager role along with final appeals to the city council.
Jody, I remembered my question. You're aware of the form that you will now have on hand, just so you're not surprised when somebody comes in to ask for it? For the excess animal permit?
Yeah. We have not developed that yet, so everyone knows, but we will have a form. Oh, hold on. I probably said the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Greater than 6.
Not including fish.
Right, because 6 is okay.
Yeah.
But if you have more than 6, then you have to go get the excess animal permit.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yep. Math tricks you sometimes. any further discussion from council or from staff or from anyone in the public?
Jody, do you feel like better ordinance than what we had? Or is for you to please?
And that's so that everyone is aware. That's when this really started to come about. We were starting to have significant issues when we would go in and abate some of these homes that had literally dozens of animals. The costs associated with it and honestly diseases started to run rampant with the number of animals that people had. That's what started this discussion to get us to this point. So it has been through personal experience of the police department and the animal shelter staff.
Any other discussion?
Move to approve the second reading of Title 32.
First by Ron. We have a second by Terry. I'm going to go out on the limb here. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. Faye, please note unanimous.